Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host, and I'm so happy because we got a great Friday show for you. A great Friday show. And second hour, the Catholic Man Show guys are going to be here. And that would be Adam Minahan and David Niles. Or Adam Niles and David Minahan. No, I did it right the first time? Okay, yeah. Two wonderful, wonderful men who, with their wives, have written a brand new book that's perfect for a Friday conversation. It's about the domestic church. It's about bringing the life of the church alive in the home. And they're just also two great guys to talk to. And so that'll be the second hour. First hour, I don't think I'm going to let any callers call because Rose is here. Rose Sweet is here. And it's almost Christmas. I'm giving myself a Christmas present. I'm just going to talk to Rose for the hour.
Oh, that's so nice.
Hi, Rose Sweet.
Hi, Cy.
How are you?
I'm good.
You look quite Christmassy.
Well, you told me to dress Christmassy, and here I am.
I don't think I did. I think you're saying
Well, okay, you didn't tell me, but I did see that weird jacket that everybody's been wearing.
Oh, where'd my jacket go? No, you asked me to wear the jacket.
It's right over there.
Oh, at the break, I'll get it.
Okay.
I'll put it on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I forgot that you said to wear that. And you told me to wear it after it became clear that when I wear that jacket, everyone around me looks great because I look so bad in that jacket. So it definitely helps the look.
You could never look bad in anything.
I don't think that's... Rose Sweet is a longtime Catholic speaker and author and relationship helper. And many times you have heard her on the air here talk about issues related to marriage, because that's what she dedicates a great deal of her time to. And in addition to life coaching, and you're a busy bee when it comes to all this stuff.
Yeah, and I've been so blessed because, you know, we're all so hungry for happiness and fulfillment and relationships. And a lot of times we really need help integrating our faith into those realities. And I didn't always do a good job, for sure.
Nope, right, nor I. But it is such an important thing. And the thing is, if you really want a full life with joy in it, then the Catholic teaching on marriage and sex and relationships and all that is actually really good for you. Like, it turns out you're really happy you did if you go that route.
You do. You are.
You don't regret it.
No, in fact, you're free of a lot of big burdens. There's a lot of joy to it.
But I'll tell you what, we've all had in our families, friends, all that stuff, sometimes ourselves, the experience in the modern world of divorce. It's all over the place. And so now we're coming up to the holidays. So I thought this was a good time, not for a downer, but for an interesting conversation that might be practically helpful. You know, maybe someone that you're going to be at the Christmas party this year is divorced, and that's going to be different than the other years. Or, you want to know how to respond to a family member or to deal with that situation yourself when other people bring it up at the Christmas get-together. So divorce and the holidays is our theme today.
Well, and I'm so glad you're, inviting me to do this, because the holidays just in themselves bring a whole lot of stress and pressure to everybody.
Yeah.
And so if you're facing divorce or have gone through it, or your family members are, or your kids are, there are some extra rules, I think, that we can be aware of to help.
All right. And you're welcome to call with your questions. I probably won't let you on the air because I just like talking with Rose. I do tend to get criticized for not letting very many callers on when you're here.
Well, you've said that before, but...
Yeah, I get critiqued
really?
On that. Yeah. The number here is 888-318-7884. Look at this. I haven't even opened up the phone file here on my computer, though. Like, it's like I don't even care that people are going to call.
Wow.
888-318-7884. Now I have it open. Now I can answer the phone.
Wow.
If I want
this
to.
Is a whole new side. I don't think I've ever seen this side of you before.
I know. It's just like I'm doing whatever I want today.
Wow.
Huh? It's like...
Uh-oh.
It's like no, I don't want to do bad things. I'm not going to... Do
yes.
anything evil.
I would be appalled if that ever happened.
If I were to do evil
yes.
on the show?
Yes.
Yeah. well, I learned, from the great philosophers, and of course, Uncle Ben is one of the great philosophers, and he said, with great power comes great responsibility. So.
This is true.
Yeah. Do you even know who Uncle Ben is?
When the guy I said, on the rice thing?
Nope.
Ben Franklin.
No, not Ben Franklin. Keep going. I want to hear who you think Uncle Ben is.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
No.
Uncle Ben. Benny and the Jets.
Does everyone in the booth know who I'm talking about when I say Uncle Ben said, with great power comes great
Benedict,
responsibility?
Benedict. Benny.
No, none of these. But Benny and the Jets.
No.
No.
The Pope.
No, not the Pope. No. Uncle Ben. They all know in there. Everybody, every single person knows in there. Spider-Man's uncle.
Oh, for crying out the window. You young whippersnappers.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm a young whippersnapper. You know, Spider-Man's been around for like, I don't know.
Well, I'm going with Ben Franklin.
No, it's not. It's not I'm going with. There's a right answer and there's a wrong answer here.
Okay. I forget where I am.
All right.
You're right.
Divorce in the holidays. Why don't you get this conversation started?
Oh, okay. So I brought four little tips today for your listeners. But before we get into that, I just want to paint the scene. The first thing is, if somebody that you know and love is going through divorce at the holidays, please don't pick at their wound. And what I mean by that is, don't say, oh, you need to get out of the house, come over to the party, it'll be fun, all your friends will be there. Because they may be so devastated and in need of safety and soothing, they have to stay in their little cave for a while. And they can't come to the Christmas party. Part of them maybe wants to, but they cannot. It would be way too painful.
Yeah,
so if you're inviting somebody that you know and love who's been going through divorce right now, and you say, please come to our house, or you're very welcome. And if they say no, accept it. Just don't keep pushing it. And say, what else? Is there anything I can do for you? No, thank you. That's fine.
All right. That's actually a good piece of advice, because I think a lot of us would think, I'm really being helpful if I just insist and make them get out of that funk, out of that house, and come on over.
Right. And part of that is authentic helpfulness, but part of it is also we don't feel comfortable when people aren't happy. We don't feel comfortable when people are in a bad mood or not happy. It kind of brings our little perfect Christmas down.
Okay.
So it's a struggle. Although there are some people who've been wallowing in their pain for a long, long, long time, and maybe they should take a shower and get out of the house and go to a party. It would be good for them. So every case is different. That's what I would say.
All right. What else? Let me
ask you a question. Do you know anybody who has gone through divorce recently, family or friends, or do you have a recollection of, you know?
Not this year.
Okay.
But I don't think there's anybody that's coming to mind this year. I mean, I've gone through it in my family, certainly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Brothers and sisters going through divorces, that kind of thing, aunts and uncles. I mean, I think everybody goes through it these days. But I haven't even gone through a marriage with any of my children. So we haven't even done that. We haven't crossed that bridge yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's go back. Number one of the four tips that I brought is receive them, but reject their sin.
Now, okay.
What do I mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
Okay. Let's say, I always pick on you. Let's say you were my brother and you dumped Missy for no valid reason. And you filed for divorce and you started dating again and you had a hot new girlfriend.
Okay.
And you're coming to our big family holiday thing with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't want her there.
I gotcha.
It's an assault to marriage. It's an affront to the family.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at your sinfulness.
Yeah. I see. So you can, I'm welcome at the party, but you don't want the hot new girlfriend there.
But then there are people who go, well, good. Christians should welcome everybody. But that's when you wrote a book, you know, The Teacher of Strange Things. If we dive deeper into the four Gospels and really look at what Jesus said and did, he wasn't Mr. Nice Guy all the time and said, all are welcome in this place. He said, whoa, 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 come and talk with me. You got some work to do here. I love you. You're welcome. But, you know.
Yeah. So, if I did that to Missy, I don't think I wouldn't even want you to invite me. You should invite her. I don't think I should even get
invited.
Well,
I would totally side with Missy if that were the case.
I think it's fair to take sides in something like that.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Okay, let's get back here.
Okay.
Okay. So how do you do that, though? How do you go to your brother or your son and say, you are welcome, but your girlfriend isn't? Because you might trigger him.
Yeah.
And he'll get all mad at you, and then he won't come. And then that will ruin your Christmas if one of your children or your brothers or sisters isn't there. So then the temptation is what?
The temptation is to kind of weasel your, all right.
Okay, and then she shows up, and now you got the whole layer of other kids who are going, where's Aunt Missy?
Oh, right, yeah.
Who's that lady, Mama? Oh, well, honey, we can't talk about that right now. Yeah. But, you know, Uncle Si is like kissing her, but that's not right. I mean, this is what happens in good Catholic families.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
We don't know how to deal with it. And here's I've said this before here. This is not my opinion. We can always go to the gospel and look at what Jesus said and did with people. He understood us. Hebrews 4 says he was like us in everything except sin. He knows. He gets worried. He got triggered. He got a lot of things. But he teaches us how to deal with people appropriately. So
okay.
If your gut is saying this isn't right, this is violating something, please listen to that.
Yeah.
And get creative. Talk to a priest or a wise and holy Catholic friend and say, what is a good solution here? You can get creative and say, you know what, son? I don't want you to bring her, and I don't have to explain it, but you are welcome. And if this relationship lasts and I don't know where it goes, I'm not, you know, close to meeting her at some point down the road, but certainly after you either try to reconcile your marriage or get an annulment, but not right now.
Yeah. Okay. That seems very, very fair. Yeah. But I do think that might, we might not immediately think that, you know?
Divorce is, all of our heads go down to the pavement and we're in shock and we're like, you know, blah, 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 and what do we say? What do we do? And that's why I've lived this. I've said the wrong things. I've been too pastoral and bent over backwards and at the end tolerated something. I go with that. You know what?
I
shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Should have been stronger.
All right. You got more of these about dealing with divorce. Dealing with divorce at the holidays. But I got to take a break, Rose.
Okay.
So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more with Rose Sweet on this Friday afternoon here in Southern California. Maybe Friday evening where you are. Maybe even Saturday morning where you are. We're talking about dealing with divorce at the holidays. More of that right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catch Catholic Answers Live anytime at Catholic.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
How are you listening to EWTN Radio right now? Have you ever wished you could listen on a local radio station? Maybe our Lord is speaking to your heart to help make that happen. Don't let a lack of experience hold you back. Find out how you can help start a Catholic radio station where you live. Powered by the truth of the church and EWTN's dynamic radio programming. Email Steve at this address, radio@EWTN.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Rose Sweet is our guest. All of the lines are open because I haven't given out the phone number, I don't think. 888-318-7884. Also, I was kind of negative on callers, but I'm only playing around. I just enjoy talking with Rose, and you can call. We'd love to talk with you. 888-318-7884. Maybe there's been a recent divorce in the family. Maybe there's one that is in the works or anticipated, and you just don't know what to do. If you'd like some help from Rose, 888-318-7884. Rose is in the midst of giving us her four tips for dealing with divorce at the holidays. Tip number two.
Wait. First of all, that jacket is amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
And I think it looks better on you than it did Father Keyes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because it doesn't clash with his shirt, but it clashes with mine. So it brings out the full power of the jacket.
No, it's interesting. Okay, so.
It's interesting in a hypnotic, slightly nausea-producing
way. Okay, can you look at me instead of yourself in the screen? Okay, come on.
No, I can't stop looking. Look at the beauty of that jacket. Okay, I'll stop. Sorry.
Okay, you and I are playful by nature, and we bring that out in each other, and
yes.
I love that, okay? And I know a lot of the listeners do, too. But this is a serious topic.
Yes.
And I don't want anybody to think that we're making light of the pain of divorce. Definitely. I just wanted
no.
to say that.
Okay.
We are having fun. It's getting close to Christmas. I'm excited. But this is a serious thing, and we're here to help. So thank you for that.
All
okay.
Right.
One more thing about receive them but reject their sin. I wanted to say, if it's your family member or your friend who's going through divorce and you're dealing with them, but you were friends with their spouse.
Oh yeah.
You still have a relationship with the one who got left behind or dumped or whatever, or maybe that's the person who left.
Right.
Reach out to them at the holidays separately.
Oh, that's such a good tip.
Just reach out
yeah.
and say, I know this is a tough time of year for everybody. Don't say you or him or her. Just say for everybody. And I want to let you know you're in my prayers. We love you. If you want to pop by for a cocktail sometime in the next few weeks or whatever, please do. But don't push, but let that other person know you didn't just drop them like a hot potato just because there's a divorce going on.
Very good. Okay, got it.
Okay, number two. First one was receive them, but reject their sin. Number two is feed them, don't fix them.
What does that mean?
Oh, God. Every man, when you say, please don't fix the problem, they're like, what? That's what we do.
I don't know.
That's exactly right. Okay. So invite the person who is over, going through divorce or struggling or depressed or angry or whatever. Maybe they're consumed with it and they come over and they're at the party and they start talking all about their divorce. You don't have to fix their problem. You don't have to tell them that divorce is a sin. You don't have to tell them they need to get to confession. That is not the proper time and place at the family event to fix their problems. Even Jesus didn't stop the wedding feast at Cana. I have to deal with this guy over here. He's in a state of mortal sin.
Yeah, right.
Know that God is going to lead those people to the truth and to healing and redemption his way and his time, and you may be part of it, you may
yeah.
not be part of it.
That's so helpful, Rose, because there is always the anxiety of how much fraternal correction, so to speak, am I supposed to get? How much am I responsible for this? But you're saying, look, at the holidays, don't do that. Don't turn this into a trying to fix people opportunity.
No, because it's not your responsibility at that time and place.
Okay.
So if you're struggling and you really want to pull your brother aside or whatever and say, you're in major, this is not good, do it separately. Say, you know, can we go out to lunch? Can I come over and visit? I'll bring a pie or whatever. But if you need to do it, but at the proper time and place and the proper way. The other thing I learned too is say at one time. So again, I'm your sister, you've dumped Missy, and the party's tonight, but I come over to your house a few hours early. I go, you know what? Mom and Dad are really upset at what you've done. So am I. But I want to say this right now. You haven't been to marriage therapy with Missy. And before you decide to leave, you need to go work everything out that you can so that you, if you have to leave, it's in good conscience. I have to say that to you, Si, because I'm your sister and I love you. I'm not going to bring it up at the party tonight.
Okay.
But I'm saying it right now.
Ah, very good. Yeah.
And I'm done. If you don't listen to me and you're still hopping down the bad little path, I don't call you up again and say, didn't you hear what I said?
Yeah, that's right, right. Yeah.
Say it one time. Remember the rich young man came to Jesus and said, how do I get to heaven? And Jesus told him,
yeah, right.
He told him one time.
Yeah.
And the guy wasn't ready and he walked away. We don't read that Jesus chased him down and gave him another version of it.
Right.
So we take the responsibility because I think sometimes we don't understand how much God loves us. I have to correct my brothers and sisters at the right time and place, but God's not going to cast me into hell if I don't do it perfectly or I don't do it enough. He knows my heart.
Yeah. So let go of that anxiety.
So let go of the anxiety of God judging you for not saving the soul of the divorced person.
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes very good sense.
Okay.
Yes.
So feed them, don't fix them. And if at the party, if a big discussion starts happening or a big argument, just step in, put your hand on everybody and say, hold that thought. Let's take it outside. Just as you would any other discussion about something at a party.
And then you fight when you get outside?
Yeah,
really?
Of course. Yeah.
Like?
Yeah, you duke it out. If you have
what?
To,
wow.
Right? Did Jesus turn over tables?
He did, yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. We're being playful again. Okay, number three. Love them, don't force them. And this kind of goes into the second one. If they don't listen to you, if they're not responding to you, if you can see that they're not even responding to God, just love them anyway. We're not on earth to save everybody. That's God's job. We're supposed to partner with him in the vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
And there are hours that we keep as if we're working with the Lord in the vineyard, like in the parables. You know, we show up at work, we leave at a certain time. We're not 24/7 with the whole burden on us of fixing and saving everybody. The other thing is, don't take it upon yourself to talk to their children. This is bad for...
Okay, now, I don't know exactly what you mean. So two people are divorcing in the family, say.
Right, right.
And what would be the thing that would be wrong to do with...
Okay, so I'm grandma, right?
Oh, okay.
Well, honey, your mother has to leave your father because he's a bad man.
Oh, yeah.
He lost the family fortune and he has a girlfriend and the Lord does not like that. Or even worse, I've heard this, the devil has entered your father. I've literally heard this from Catholic families. Daddy is filled with the devil, and so we have to stay away from him, and your mommy didn't have a choice. So now that's totally destroying the relationship.
Between the child and the father.
Yes, and shaking up their foundation and their trust and their ability to love the other parent.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so... Yeah.
We take sides and then we move in and then we're going to tell, especially kids, if they're not your kids, shut your mouth. There's a psalm that says, Lord, set a watch about my mouth and a guard about my lips.
Okay. So you love the kids, you treat them with the same everything you
right.
always have, but
and
it's not your job.
No.
To...
So what if your kids come up and go, Daddy's having an affair and we're getting a divorce. You just go, oh, honey, here's another chocolate cookie. You know, just bypass that. You're not obligated to respond to that. Just move into that child, put your hand on them, ask them questions, love on them, show them the presents under the tree, anything. You're not obligated to answer every question or statement that's thrown out like that.
Okay.
And most of us aren't qualified to.
Yeah. Now that's small children.
Even teenagers.
Uh-huh.
Don't pull the teenagers aside and go, oh, I'm so sorry about this divorce, but I've seen it coming. You know, your mom's a you-know-what.
Yeah, and the devil's
No.
Okay.
Stop.
That's actually, again, Rose, I find this very helpful because the temptation is to do just the opposite, is to maybe overhelp.
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So to set the record straight, to make the truth clear, to pave way, make this path straight for the Lord and all that. We're just really what's happening is we have a genuine good desire to help, but mixed in with is our own fears and misconceptions.
Okay.
And so I would say ask the Lord for clarity.
Let's do the last one, and then I'll tell you what, we'll take a break and we'll take calls when we come back because there are folks on the line ready to talk with you. There are lines open, 888-318-7884. The last point, Rose.
Number four, lead them, don't lecture them.
The them is who?
The person going through the divorce.
Gotcha.
Or really anybody involved in this.
All right.
Where do we lead them? We lead them to the truth. And the truth is they are precious in the eyes of God and they are loved and it is Christmas and here's an eggnog.
Yeah.
So lead them, but don't lecture them. Don't take them down the hall and say, your father and I are very upset. Stop.
Stop laying burdens on them.
Let me say that again. Receive them, but you can reject their sin, mm-hmm. but deal with it somewhere else. Feed them, but don't fix them.
Mm-hmm.
Love them, but don't force them. And lead them, and don't lecture them.
Okay.
These are hard.
Yeah, they are, but they sound like a little fence around the relationship, so that you're not going to destroy that relationship at this kind of crisis moment.
Well, right, but you're not intruding. And this is, here it is. The number one was from John 8:11. These are things that Jesus did. He received people, but he rejected their sin. He fed them, but he didn't always fix them if they didn't want to be fixed.
Yeah.
John 2, Mark 10, you know, Jesus used parables. This is all from Jesus.
Rose Sweet is our guest, and I'm going to let you talk with her now. 888-318-7884 is the number. If you're dealing with divorce in your family, maybe in the workplace, whatever it is, if you're if you'd like some help with exactly what to say or how to deal with a situation, whether it is your own divorce that is the subject or someone else's, your call is welcome here. And as always, you don't have to be Catholic to call. 888-318-7884. Rose is going to give you a Catholic answer one way or the other, but anybody can call. 888-31-TRUTH.
Catholic Answers Live.
The recent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade was a monumental victory for the pro-life movement. But the fight is far from over. With our new booklet, Why We're Pro-Life, we have produced the perfect tool to prepare you to have peaceful and convincing conversations to shed light on the truth about human life from conception to natural death. Catholic Answers is printing millions of copies of this booklet, and we plan simply to give them away. You can help us in two ways. First, by generously supporting this project. 25 cents prints one book. $2,500 prints 10,000, and so on. Second, by helping us distribute the booklet through your parish, your school, or the pro-life ministry you work with. Catholic Answers is going to blanket the country with Why We're Pro-Life, but only if you step up and help us. Thank you so much. For more information, visit whywearepro-life.com.
Here's a question. Is it really possible to be friends with someone who died 2,000 years ago? Maybe the problem is that we've grown way too comfortable with the story of Jesus. Nice man, right? Taught us to love one another, said not to judge people. We celebrate his birthday every year. It's time to put away this small, safe version of Jesus, says Cy Kellett. Nobody that bland could have transformed the world. In A Teacher of Strange Things, Cy presents Jesus Christ undiluted by sentiment, with all his radical words and deeds uncensored. Do you know someone, your son or daughter perhaps, or maybe your mom or dad, who needs the friendship of Jesus Christ? Do you? Order your copy of A Teacher of Strange Things by visiting shop.catholic.com today or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
This is Dr. David Anders. Join us for an engaging hour of questions and answers about the Catholic faith here on Called to Communion, Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Rose Sweet is our guest. We're talking about divorce at the holidays, dealing with divorce at the holidays. 888-318-7884 is the number. And I'm feeling some urgency now because all of a sudden at that break, all the phone lines filled up. So you willing to just chat with people now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go to Joseph right here in California, watching on YouTube. Joseph, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Rose.
Yes. Thanks for taking the call. I don't know if I have a question per se. I'm just very struck, inspired to call. Here's my situation. Okay, so I'm 43. My parents divorced when I was around 10 or 11. My father, and the impetus for that was my father was an infidelity with his mm-hmm. high school sweetheart, who he's now married to. My mother's since passed. Mm-hmm. It's a very particularly around the holidays, can be a very difficult reminder of things. I wish I fear I'm not. I don't live a life of bitterness by any means.
But it comes back around at the holidays.
Comes back around. Yes,
yeah. Let me get Rose to respond, and we'll come right back to Joseph.
Joseph, I'm so sorry to hear that. You were traumatized at age 11. This is divorce is trauma. It brings trauma to everybody involved, whether they admit it or aware of it or not. And so you are suffering, as many adult children still do, from the effects of that trauma because it hasn't been fully grieved or fully healed. And so you have, in a certain sense, PTSD from your parents' divorce. Does that make sense? Okay, so that means you need to be very tender with yourself, very patient and very loving. And the first thing I would say is go to our Lord. He understands your pain. He understands your unhealed grief. He wants to bring you healing and comfort and direction. So I would not be ashamed of it. I would own it and take it to the Lord in prayer. And then if you can, get a good therapist or counselor with Christian worldview to help you process through the remnant of grief that you carry. That little 11-year-old you is still carrying that grief from that horrible trauma. So, our Lord is still in the business of healing all of us.
Amen.
So run
Amen.
To him. And Joseph, be assured of my prayers, too.
Okay, Joseph?
Well, thank you so much. God bless.
God bless
you, too, Joseph. God bless you. Thank you so much for the call. Every single line filled up now. So off we go to Michigan. Aaron in Hastings, Michigan. Aaron, thanks for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Rose.
Hi, Rose. Hi, Si. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
I've actually been divorced now for probably about close to 10 years, give or take a year or two. But every time around this year, because this is about the time that we separated, I don't know if it's stress, anxiety, what, but it's always hard for me this time of year. Like, and I know for me, I tend to get verbal, I guess, out of pure frustration and with my bipolar and PTSD and everything else that I have. I was actually wondering, how would I go about getting over that?
Well, Aaron, again, I'm sorry. You suffered trauma. Regardless of how it came about, divorce is traumatic, and it gets down to the deepest layers of the human person. And what are the holidays? They are the time where we get most idealistic. We long most for everything to be perfect and beautiful and good and true. We're really looking for a little foretaste of heaven in all its sparkle and its lights and its music and its food. Really, that's what we're all longing for at this time of year. And anything that can intrude on that and bring us down, it's like somebody, you know, ripping the curtains apart and saying, you are looking at something fake. Here's the reality, and it's horrible, you know, and down we go. So really what has to happen for all of us to get over these things or to get through them is to change the way we see them and think about them. And it's hard to do on your own. Aaron, I would totally recommend that you would go get a few sessions with somebody to just listen to you process your unresolved hurt and your pain. And it sounds like you have some issues. Are you already getting in some kind of therapy or help?
No.
Okay, go get it. Because, Aaron, if your car started pinging, making funny noises, and the car tires, you would go to a mechanic. And if your teeth started hurting, you would go to a dentist. You're carrying a lot of pain, naturally, inside, and you need to go to a doctor for that. And there's no shame in it. There's nothing but good healing waiting for you. And our Lord will meet you in that place. He is waiting to bring you hope and healing.
Aaron, God bless you, and thank you very much for the call. I didn't realize how quickly the phones would fill up once we open the line. So there's a lot of folks on the line, Rose. So Aaron, you'll excuse me if I keep going to try to get everybody on that I can with Rose. I'm going to go to Texas now. Addie is in Texas, listening on 1180 AM. Addie, go ahead with your question for Rose.
Hi. So I'm 25. I don't have kids. I was married 2 years ago for 6 months, and the marriage got annulled about 6 months after the marriage ended. About 3 months after, I got into a wonderful relationship with a great Catholic guy. He also had no kids, and he had never been married before. We ended up getting engaged, and he broke off the engagement 2 weeks ago. I'm really struggling. Yeah, I'm really struggling because all I wanted to be is a wife and a mom. I've done college. I work in the life movement. And I just want to be a mom and be married.
I know, honey.
It's hard.
I know, honey.
Because I'm being judged for a mistake that I made. And it's in my past, and I just don't know how to get past it. Because I have no problem getting dates and attracting men. But when they, you know about my packages.
Okay.
It's almost like I'm damaged goods.
Okay.
Wow.
I know, Addie. Thank God bless you, honey. I was like you way, way back in the day, too. All I wanted was a husband, home, and kids. I just felt it into every one of the cells in my body. But I wasn't yet ready, and I was too anxious because I was actually afraid if I didn't find that spot, who would I be, where would I go, where would I end up? So I realized it was my fears that were triggering an imbalanced anxiety. And that's what I hear in your voice, too. I think your desires to be a wife and a mom are beautiful and good. I would say that, again, as I've been saying to the other callers, get somebody professional to walk alongside you and process what's happened, how you got into a marriage, how it got annulled, what you brought or to the table. Maybe you didn't see things. You had blinders on. And work through that so you can learn how to properly move forward. But around this holiday right now, and I know this is hard, just take a deep breath, go do something fun, be with people who love you, and say, I'm going to tackle this in 2023. Do not work yourself up into a big thing for the next few weeks, okay?
And okay. Sorry for crying.
No. Do not apologize, honey. You're letting your heart out, and this is good. And you email me, rose@rosesweet.com, and maybe I can give you some help next year.
Okay, thank you
sweetie.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Addie. Thank you so much for that call. I'm going to take a break. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. That's a tough one. It's funny because
this is a hard time of year, Si.
Yeah. You and I react differently to Addie. Like, I think it's because I have adult daughters. I want to...
Want to shake her shoulders?
Not her. I wanted those young men who treat her like that.
I know, but you know what, though? She'll continue to attract that until she does her own work.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so we got to work on her, not the boys.
So I got to stop beating up my daughter's boyfriends?
Yep, fair enough.
All right. We'll be right back with more Rose Sweet. We're talking about divorce at the holidays. Lots of folks on the line. We'll get to that right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
This is Archbishop Paul Coakley, the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. And you're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
This is Conversations with Consequences, where we delve deeper into issues affecting our church, our country, and our core, the family.
As Catholics, we need to be informed, aware, and able to talk through some of the tough topics that we're facing in our culture and in our world. Conversations with Consequences gives us the tools to do so.
It's not enough to pray. We have to be a light for the world.
Conversations with Consequences, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
listen. It doesn't seem to be.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Rose Sweet is our guest this hour, and Rose proposed, she always proposes several topics when we were going to have her on, and I don't know, I wanted to do the divorce one, because I know it's very, very hard at this time of year, and I didn't realize quite how strong the reaction would be. Lots of folks on the line want to talk about dealing with divorce at the holidays, whether it's as a divorce that happened maybe in your family when you were a child, and still dealing with it, all the way up to relationships breaking up just this year or even within weeks of right now. So you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. We'll do our best to get you on. Am I going to line four? You want me to go to line four? Is that all right?
You pick the number.
All right. I didn't know. I couldn't. I knew you were saying something to me. I didn't know if it was don't go to line
four. No, I said I really like that jacket. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. That's what everyone's saying. Melissa in Richmond, Virginia, listening on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. We're glad you're here. Melissa, go ahead with your question for Rose.
Thanks. I guess my question is, I wanted to get some clarification about the idea of inviting them in but rejecting the sin. It seems to me that, if someone in my family were going through a divorce, and even though I don't approve of that, if they wanted to bring their friend with them to supper, it seems like it would be uncharitable for me to say you can't bring that person, because that would be me assuming that they're committing adultery with that person. And that would be me passing judgment and, ignoring the 2x4 in my eye. Do you feel like having them over is scandal?
Okay, I'm glad you used that word. At face value, it looks like you're being uncharitable and you're being harsh and you're not being humble, but it really isn't about you as much as everybody else involved. And it does bring scandal. And the example I used was a freshly divorced person where nobody, and all of a sudden you see this new person that they're showing public displays of affection, and it causes confusion, hurt, anger, fear, anxiety. It's bad for everybody. And you use the word friend, if they want to bring their friend over, look, if Cy was my brother and got divorced and he brought his friend Jim over, no problem. But if it was Susie and she was real cute and she was hanging on to him the whole time, no, because that is causing scandal. And it's saying that, you know what, you can do whatever you want and ignore the church teachings, and we won't bat an eye and we won't say anything, because we value peace more than we value the truth. It's a hard place to be in, and every situation is different, Melissa, right? So you can't give a blanket answer to every single situation. Who is the divorced person? How long? Who are they bringing? What's going on? Who's going to be there? Here's another thing. What if I was just inviting, my husband and I were inviting one of our sons over who dumped his wife or whatever and came up with his new girlfriend? There's nobody else to give scandal to, I still would not like it, but if he showed up with her, I wouldn't kick her to the curb and go, you can't come in. But I would keep it short, and I would have a nice come to Jesus talk with my son after dinner. The next day or two. Here, we have to find that balance between loving people and not tolerating obvious, obvious flouting of sin in the family or in the culture. And it takes practice, and this is why we're talking about it on air. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought this up, Melissa, so we can clarify this. Does that help at all?
It does. Thank you. And I would have problems with the public displays of affection, too, because I think that's tacky and scandalizing. But I definitely see where you're coming from. Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, thank you, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa. I think it's cool that Melissa's in Virginia listening on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
They have radio in Iowa?
They have a great Iowa Catholic
radio. I know. I've been to Iowa.
It's just wild that these, you can, people, we'll get calls from overseas, people listening on an American Catholic radio app or something.
And they ask in a different language, where can I get that jacket?
No, nobody ever asks where they can get this jacket. they go, could you please turn that jacket off? We can see it over here. Teresa in Washington, D.C., listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Glad you're here, Teresa. Go ahead with your question for Rose.
Yes, thank you. I just want to say to you, I'm not married, never been married, not divorced, but let me say to you, my dear lady, the things that you're sharing, I find that can be used and helping in other areas that where you find yourself into places that could need dance. I love what you're sharing. And I was listening. I said, oh, my goodness, I can use this even in areas where maybe some family members may step out in other areas to do a faith thing. And you just say, no, hold this. You're going to say it once, and you're not going to say it. I love it. Thank you for your information.
Well, Teresa, thank you for being a fan, but you know what? Let's give praise to our Lord, because when I can't figure out my relationships, I know when I go to the gospel and I read what Jesus said and did to other people, I said, there it is. There's our answer, right? He knew how to do this.
I've never even listened to Catholic Answers before. I just happened to have it on going through the trial.
No.
I didn't even know the program was about divorce. I just heard you say somebody was sharing something, and you said, no, you just say it once, and then you just said, you're not going to say it again. And there was something before that. I thought, oh, wow. And then I heard you saying it was for divorce. So I thought, oh, well, my dear, I will take your information, not in that situation. I will use it wherever I need it, because it can be used in other areas where people may not be behaving and moving in a way which they need to. You want to point them to Christ, and you don't have to do it in being ugly, but in showing and pointing them to Christ and still love them.
Thank right.
Wow.
Teresa, thank you. And please tune into Catholic Answers again. There are great guests here all the time, great topics. And I don't get paid to say this, but it is. It's a great show.
She didn't get
God
paid
bless
to say anything. We're not paying you, Rose.
In fact, I have to pay you guys.
Well, it's not a lot.
What?
It's a small amount.
$500 a month?
Come I like on. What Teresa had to say, though, because there is the thing about the $500 a month. Where's the money going? I haven't seen any of this, Darren. What? I'm just finding about this now?
You were saying about Teresa?
There's a way in which, like, what I really appreciated about what Teresa said is that spiritual wisdom and, like the things that you said, you know, you go to the gospel and Christ gives us the example of how to relate to other people. It has a power beyond just the one particular instance. You can learn. So, like, even, like, one of the examples you gave about how to deal with divorce was you took it from how Jesus dealt with the rich young ruler.
Right.
Well, that had nothing to do with divorce, but it's right. But it's a wise spiritual approach. And I do think Teresa was very wise to call attention to this. If there's a wise spiritual approach, it will work in the matter of divorce, but it will work in other areas as well.
Right. We are a principle-centered faith, and that's what I love about it. I mean, we're about the truth, you know, and the fullness of truth. So that's the good news.
The number here is 888-318-7884. There's a few more folks on the line, but we're going to try our very best to get them on. If you just want to give me a name and a location, we'll get them on the air. Because I do want everybody that wants to talk to Rose to get a chance to talk with Rose. But the second hour, the Catholic Man Show guys will be here, Adam and David. And they and their wives, the four of them, four authors. I don't even know how you do a book with four authors, but they love each other and they're good, you know, people. But they put together a really beautiful book on how to bring the faith into the home, how to live the faith in the home with the kids, with the, you know, with the whole family. And it's a beautiful book. So we'll talk about that next hour. I'm going to go right now to Tom in Omaha, Nebraska. Tom, thanks for calling. Go ahead with your question for Rose.
Oh, thank you, Rosa. Here's a question I want to ask you. It's really not about divorce, but I want to ask you. Did you say you were shocked that they have radio in Iowa?
Okay.
Oh, come on, Tom.
Okay. No, hang on. I have some wonderful clients in Iowa, and I've spoken in churches in Iowa. I love everybody in Iowa.
In other
Iowa.
Words, yes,
okay,
she did
yes.
say it, Tom.
No,
she did say it.
You must have misunderstood
no,
me, Tom.
No, you didn't misunderstand her.
No,
she
no,
said
I
it.
Said Florida.
Why do you say that, Tom? Why do you ask?
Because she said, when we said something about Iowa, then she said, do they have radio in Iowa?
Yeah, I heard her.
I was being a smartass.
Yeah. She was,
yeah,
she
was
being
kind of snide. That yes. wasn't very nice.
No, it was
okay.
extremely...
Tom, please forgive me. Please forgive me.
Extremely snide and unnice, and not nice. And it really runs counter to I never say any smart alecky things. And you probably noticed that about me, Rose.
Okay, Tom, I take full responsibility, but I do have to say that Cy does egg me on, so you kind of have to blame him, too.
I apologize for that, Rose. But we have gotten each other into trouble
quite a few times.
Mac in Moore Park, California, you are up next. Go ahead with your question for Rose. Well, hang on, Mac. I pushed the wrong button. Okay, go ahead, Mac.
Thank you. So one of the biggest obstacles I have in the church is people having all sorts of different experiences regarding church teaching. And a friend of mine recently said that she left the church because she couldn't receive communion because she wasn't married in the church. So my final question is, if you're not married in the church formally, can you receive communion?
Okay, this is a wonderful question. What is Holy Communion? It is a private act and a public act of professing that you stand with and hold true and believe all that the church holds forth as true, and that you are in communion with the Catholic Church and her teachings. If you are not, then, and you are not baptized Catholic and you don't hold those to be true, then you are not in communion in that level. And if you certainly were baptized Catholic and married outside the church, because for whatever reason you didn't want to get married in the church, then you've stepped outside of full communion with the church. You're still in some sort of communion by reason of your baptism, but you are no longer in full communion. And, you know, one of the examples I'll never forget is when one of our boys in high school mouthed off to his father in a most inappropriate way. It was horrible. And he ran out of the house. And when he came back later that day, he was not permitted to come in and sit down and watch TV and eat at the family dinner table. He was not welcome. He was still part of the family and had our love. But he had some reparation to do and some correction to do with what his choices were. So he had to, you know, make apologies and have our little talk and be restored into full communion. Does that make sense?
Yes, I believe so.
All right, Mac. Sorry, Mac. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
I have a friend who did that, but then who kind of grew up in the church, but then let's say my parents who did not grow up in the church got married were married, you know, previously, and did all the sacraments after that and converted into the church and converted the family and everything, but then just haven't done that final step of getting married in the church, but have been, receiving communion
But they were married everything. Before they came into the Catholic Church?
Yes.
If they're still married and there's no impediment, this is called being healed at the root. They can go to their Catholic priest and tell him their situation and say, we married outside the church, but we are married. Our vows still stand. We intend to stay married. And they can have their marriage convalidated, that is, brought into the full communion with the Catholic Church and raised to the level of a sacrament if they're both baptized.
But if they were married already and baptized and came into the Catholic Church,
okay,
then they're married.
They have to get an annulment, or that prior spouse has to have passed away.
But they were married to each other, is what I'm understanding.
Oh, okay.
So they're fine.
No. They still have to formally be acknowledged.
Oh, they were married to somebody else before?
They married outside the church, right?
Before they were Catholic.
Oh, so yeah, so when they went through RCIA and were received into the church, their marriage was probably already convalidated.
That's what I was thinking.
If the pastor and the RCIA team did their job.
Rose, Merry Christmas. I love it when you come here. I really do.
I know, me too. And that was a tough topic, but thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad we did it, though. And I'm glad that people from Nebraska called to stand up for the state of Iowa. I don't think they needed to, but I'm glad they did. Adam and David, right after this on Catholic Answers Live. Bye.